There were no heated exchanges over policy issues and no personal attacks, but both candidates managed to highlight their differences ahead of the June 25th special election. Right from the beginning of the hour-long debate, Gomez stuck with his campaign strategy of trying to turn Markey's long congressional career into a liability.
I think it's a simple question. After 37 years, I think it's time for change.
Markey argued that Gomez is on the wrong side, at least for liberal Massachusetts, of such issues as gun control, tax reform, and environmental policies. And he said his campaign is not being negative by pointing this out.
We're engaging in the discussion that the voters of Western Massachusetts and the whole state need to understand so they can cast the right vote.
Gomez said he was appalled by the recent revelations about the National Security Agency's gathering of phone call records and internet activity.
It's just a direct reflection of what's going on down in D.C. You know, and the campaign that that Congressman Markey, you know, who I'm sorry, sir, but you are Washington, D.C., is emblematic of what we face right now, and that's a lack of confidence of what's going on down there.
Markey did not criticize the NSA surveillance programs, which have been defended by President Obama, as necessary to protect the country against terrorist attacks.
We have to establish a balance between privacy and security. And it's critical that we have this debate in our country so that all Americans are fully protected, even as we pursue terrorists and criminals.
Questioned about the need for jobs in Western Massachusetts, Markey said he supports more funding for community colleges and for improvements to the region's passenger rail system.
Western Massachusetts should be a location for a manufacturing hub so that we can have innovation beginning out here in the western part of our state that becomes a center for economic growth for generations to come.
Gomez called for repeal of the federal tax on medical devices, which he said is hurting manufacturers of the state's leading export.
But we need more trade agreements so we can actually have manufacturing come back to Western Mass and to Springfield here so that we can actually start having more markets open so we can start shipping our products and our services out there.
Gomez called for overhauling the federal tax code and said he would put everything on the table to try and win a bipartisan reform.
And I hope to go down there and to change not only, you know, find solutions for these problems, but to change the culture and the attitude of what's going on down there. Because that's what the American people, that's what people in Massachusetts want us to do right now.
Markey said he would not agree to eliminate such popular income tax deductions as interest on home mortgages and medical bills.
Well, I do have a precondition. And my precondition is that the home mortgage deduction is not on the table. The people should be able to rely upon that promise. That they will be able to afford the home of their dreams.
The two candidates also differed on the Keystone Pipeline project. Markey, who is supported by national environmental groups, opposes the project that would bring tar sands oil from Canada to an export facility in Texas. Gomez said the pros of the project outweighed the negatives. Markey and Gomez also clashed on the issue of campaign finance reform. Gomez said it would not be fair to shut down super PACs created as a result of the Supreme Court's Citizens United decision, while incumbents still enjoy a big fundraising advantage.
For senators that have been down there for more than two terms, and for congressmen that have been down there for three terms, if they resigned, then I'd be open-minded to actually a brand new law that deals with donations and all that, because then they have a level playing field.
Mr. Gomez is saying he knows where my contributions come from. Exactly. He's able to tell you where my contributions come from. Under Citizens United versus the Federal Election Commission, it will all be secret. It'll be hidden. The voters will never know. That's the position which Mr. Gomez has taken.
Gomez surprisingly announced his support for two Democratic-sponsored bills. One would raise the federal minimum wage to $10 per hour. The second seeks to guarantee pay equity to women. Republicans, including former Massachusetts Republican Senator Scott Brown, oppose the latter because they believe it will expose businesses to costly litigation. A Suffolk University poll released earlier this week showed Gomez had reduced the double-digit lead Markey once enjoyed to 7 points.
I feel great about where we are. I think you obviously see a surging. I mean, I'm not a poll expert because I'm not a political guy, but I sense it when I go out there. I sense the enthusiasm. So I'm not surprised that these polls have suddenly tightened and that we're actually going up and he's going down.
Markey's campaign is counting on a well-oiled Democratic get-out-the-vote machine.
I'm killing myself every single day, crisscrossing the state, building a world-class organization in every one of the 351 cities and towns. We had 50,000 doors knocked on just this past weekend. We've had over 1.2 million so far. We've had 12,000 volunteers knocking on doors.
Markey's campaign gets a boost today by a visit from President Obama, who will address a rally in Boston. The Suffolk University poll showed President Obama's approval rating in Massachusetts at 60%. Tuesday night's debate was sponsored by a Western Massachusetts media consortium and was held at the studios of PBS affiliate WGBY. It was moderated by Jim Madigan of WGBY. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.